three legs in a business is, number one, the product and services, what you sell. Mm-hmm. Number two is your operation. How do you manage your business? Number three, how do you market your products and services? Now, you can have the very best products and services in the world. You can run the best office in the world, but unless you let people know what you do, unless you market your business, you're not going to have a successful business. I mean, that's a huge, huge misconception among business owners. If you build it, they will come.
Wrong.
If you build a better mousetrap, the world will be the path to your door. Something like that, right?
Yep.
Yeah, the world will be the path to your door. I mean, like you said, it's wrong. It is wrong. Nowadays, you don't need a better mousetrap. What you need is a better way to drive people to your mousetrap.
Right, yep.
But, you know, I'm amazed at how some entrepreneurs delegate their marketing. I mean, holy smoke, that's what brings in the money. How can you delegate, you know, marketing to some just stupid marketing directors?
Yep.
I mean, it just amazed me. So marketing is your business. Like I said, no marketing, no sales, no business. So you really should spend a majority of your time promoting your business, marketing your products and services. Just focus your time on marketing.
Okay.
Because revenue would take care of a lot of problems. A lot of problems. So that's mistake number two. Mistake number three, ooh, this is a good one. They do image advertising instead of direct response advertising.
And what's the difference? Can you just clarify that?
Sure enough. Terry, let me paint a picture in your mind, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Some sales rep just, you know, they show up at your door, and he is selling advertising space in newspaper,
uh-huh,
or radio, or trade magazine, whatever. He's telling you, Terry, you've got to run this ad this way and make it look real nice and pretty and really professional. Now, not only that, Terry, you got to run this ad 15 to 20 times to create the top-of-mind awareness. If you only run it a couple times, it doesn't work. You got to run it 15, 20 times.
Yep.
Right? I mean, I think you've
heard
that.
That's normal advertising.
Yeah, it's normal advertising. Because most business owners are not tracking it. And they just tell you, you got to keep running it again, again, and again. I mean, that's bullshit. That is just bullshit. And here's why. Here's the secret. You cannot multiply zero. If you're not getting response today, you're going to continue not getting response, period. Now, unless you do or you learn what I call direct response marketing or direct response advertising, I mean, now, unless you're McDonald's or Coca-Cola, you don't have a few, I mean, I assume you don't have a few million bucks in advertising budget,
yeah,
to do all the image advertising stuff. But you have to do direct response advertising.
And what's that
means? That means the advertising dollar you spend is measurable and accountable. Every dollar you spend has to be measurable and accountable. This is the way you should look at it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you have to write a check to the media web on Monday. The ad has to appear in the publication on Wednesday, so that the revenue generated on Wednesday gets deposited into the bank by Friday, so that the damn check you wrote on Monday clears.
Wow.
That's the way you need to look at advertising. Every dollar you spend is measurable and accountable. If you spend 10 bucks, how much you got back? I mean in dollars, not, oh, I create my top of mind awareness. I love this. I get my word, my name out there.
Yeah.
You can't eat image. You just can't eat. Image doesn't pay bills. You need cash. So you must know the return on your investment. This is why I always tell my clients, marketing is all math. It's not about creativity. It's all math. That's all it is. You spend a buck, you make, you know, you make 2 bucks back, 5 bucks, 10 bucks, 20 bucks.
Right.
If an ad works, you keep running it. If it doesn't work, then you tweak it and you try to change it, try to improve it. That's
uh-huh.
all it is. That's all it is. So that's mistake number three. Want to go on?
Let's go.
mistake number four. Let me think of a good one. Okay. They market the same way that everybody else market in the industries. Ah, Yellow Page is the worst, Terry. You open the Yellow Page. Let's say you're looking for a printing company, okay, a printing company.
Mm-hmm.
And you open a section, and all the ads basically look the same, right? They all say the same bullshit. I mean, we care about you. We've been in business since 1998. Professional services, quality printing, I mean, it's pathetic. It's horrible. Now, Terry, let me ask you. Let's say you own a printing company.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of running an ad saying, I'm the best, I'm the greatest, and blah, 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 who cares, right?
Yeah.
You run an ad and say something like this. I'm trying to think of a headline here. Warning. Do not hire a printing company until you read this. Free report reviews the 7 biggest mistakes businesses make with their printing and how you can avoid them. Now, if you're the consumer and if you're looking for a printing company, who are you going to call? Who are you going to call?
Exactly.
You know, this is funny. In fact, you know, I think one time when I was speaking to a group, sometimes I speak in associations and stuff.
Uh-huh.
A lady asked me. He said, that's a good question, let me think. Dan, if you can only give us one single piece of marketing advice, what would that be? Yes, something like that.
Yep.
Yeah, if you can give me only one single piece of advice, what would that be? Smart lady, good question.
Difficult, put you on the spot.
Yeah, put me on the spot. I said to her, find out exactly what your competitors are doing, find out how they're marketing their business, and just do the exact opposite of what they're doing. You'll do well. And that's it. That's how I answer the question. Now, of course, Terry, I mean, would this work 100% of the time? Of course not. Of course not. But it'll probably work a hell of a lot better if you just follow what your competitors are doing.
Yeah.
That's the thing. If you do what everybody else does, you get what everybody else got.
Right, yeah.
You know, if nobody in your industry uses direct mail, try direct mail. Try it. If nobody uses, you know, free report as a lead generation tool, try it. Because nobody does it. It'll probably work.
So you'll be able to keep yourself separated from the competition simply because you're doing something different.
Just do something different. And it doesn't cost more. And just doesn't cost more to do it different. You just have to think differently.
A little bit outside the box.
Outside the box, big time. That's what I always tell people. Think outside the box. Be a little crazy. Be a little outrageous. Because nowadays, you know, we're getting bombarded with advertisements and ads and marketing messages and every day. You have to do something that is so unique and special to catch people's attention. You have to be a little different. So, I mean, look at it this way. If you think outside the box, you do something new, you do something crazy, you do something that's different from your competitors, and let's say it doesn't work, I mean, what do you got to lose? You can always go back.
Exactly.
You can always go back. But, you know, I'll tell you what, it's very likely it will work. It's very likely it will work. So that's mistake number four.
Do we have one more?
Let's do one more then. Mistake number five. Let's see. Okay. They try to market to everybody.
Right.
I always tell my clients, if everyone is your customer, no one is your customer. Targeting a niche market is probably the smartest way to market.
Okay.
You know, mass marketing costs too much. I mean, it's much better to be a big fish in a small pond than a small fish in a big pond.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what, Terry? Let me give you another example, okay?
Uh-huh.
Let's say you are selling a time management system, okay? It's six tapes, you know, six audio tapes, home study course, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
How much can you sell it for? Maybe $60?
Yeah, probably up to about $100, I would say.
I'd say $100, okay.
Yeah.
What if you are selling time management system for wielders? how much can you sell it for? Maybe $200?
Because it's more specific.
What about, what if you're selling time management system for WiMAX realtors?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you can sell it for maybe $400. Now, the content is basically the same. I mean, time management is time management. I mean, it's pretty much the same. It's just through the audio you mentioned something like WiMAX retailers, you know, realtors, I mean, you know, WiMAX realtors, that kind of stuff. You change a few words, that's it.
Right, yeah.
The content is basically the same. Now, but because you can charge more in a niche market, and it doesn't cost you as much to reach and communicate with the marketplace. Okay, that's why if you try to market to everybody, I mean, unless you're Coca-Cola, not everyone is your customer. If you say everyone is your customer, I mean,
you lose, and you're
living in a dream world. That's not how it works. Find a niche, dominate the niche, that's the way to go.
And by doing that, then you're actually going to lower your promotional and marketing costs while you're increasing your profit.
And you can reach the market much, much faster. Let me ask you, how tough is it to find people who are interested in time management generally? It's tough. Who knows who's interested in this kind of stuff, right?
Exactly.
But
could be anybody.
Terry, can you find some, you know, a list of 10,000, I don't know, 5,000 WiMAX realtors? Can you do that in a heartbeat? In a hobby.
Exactly.
That's the difference. But I can go on and on, but those are some of the biggest mistakes.
Okay. That's very helpful, actually. Mm-hmm. The next thing that just kind of popped into my mind, you are probably exactly opposite to most of the, I don't really like the word, but the gurus or the very professional people online,
mm-hmm.
where you don't kind of fall into the mainstream, I would have to say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, mostly the gurus out there are saying, you know, if you want to become successful, you find a need and you fill it. What's your opinion on that?
I think that's nonsense. I think that's nonsense. And here's why. Mm-hmm. If you want to go broke, find a need and fill it. If you want to get rich, find a want and fill it. Now, people don't buy what they need. They buy what they want. Now think about it, Terry.
Okay.
We only need a few things in life to survive. We need food, we need water, we need some shelter. That's it. Now, we don't need a Mercedes. We don't need a big house. We don't need a Rolex. Now, we certainly don't need Starbucks coffee, don't we?
Well, that's debatable.
You know? And we don't need 30 pairs of shoes.
Yep.
I mean, I hope my girlfriend is listening to this. but guess what? We want them. We want the nicer things in life. So people buy what they want, not what they need. So don't find a need to and feel it. Find a want and feel it. Position your products and services as the ultimate solution to your prospect's problems. Fulfill their dreams, fulfill their desire, and you'll do well. You'll do well.
So that's a good point. If I'm just going to, or somebody's going to start a business right now, they're starting from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of advice would you give them then? You don't want to go and find a need. You want to go and find a want,
mm-hmm.
and fill that want. Now, how would you go about setting up the business?
Well, that's a tough question, Terry. let's see. Now, you know what? Here's what we'll do. Instead of just giving our listeners, you know, some pieces of the puzzle,
yeah.
Why don't I walk you through a whole process? Let's say, imagine I'm starting a business with you right now.
Yep.
And the process we will go through to build a profitable business. Okay.
Perfect.
Then that way you'll be able to see the whole process and the behind the scenes and behind what my thought process are. Okay.
Excellent.
Okay. Now first, what you need, like you said, you want to find a niche. You want to find a want.
Yeah.
Okay. You need a sellable product that people want to buy. Now, here's the key. That people actually want to buy, not what you think people want to buy.
How am I going to find out?
People, stuff they're already buying.
Okay.
Stuff they're already buying. Okay. So, stuff they're already buying.
Okay.
Now, what you want to do is, we have this little product, this little gadget, okay? This is a product, let's say. Then what you want to do is you want to have a back-end in place before you start marketing your front-end product.
Okay, can you explain back-end?
Okay, now, what happened is, you see we have this $30 product, that's the front-end product.
Okay.
The back-end product is what you sell them after they become your customers.
Okay.
Back-end products and the back-end services. Now, the biggest mistake that most people make when they start a business is they start with one product.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then what happened is, you know, they start to market the business and they get some sales. And then they realize they need more sales.
Yep.
Then what happens is they start panicking and search for other products to sell to their customers. Now, do not make this mistake. So what you want to do is you want to have a back-end in place before you even start marketing your front-end product.
Okay.
Okay, because you want to save time and save money. Let me just pick a product.
Sure.
Okay, let me just... let's say you are an information marketer.
Okay.
Okay, sell information... You teach self-defense.
Okay.
Okay, so you teach martial arts stuff. So your target market is people who are interested in martial art and all that stuff.
Okay.
So that's a niche. Okay,
yep.
That's a little niche right there. Then I want you to visualize an ice cream cone.
Okay.
An ice cream cone. It's what I call the funnel system.
Okay.
So start from the top. The level one product is, let's say, a free report, a level one product, report. The title is how to easily drop any attacker in 10 seconds with one finger. Okay. And you are selling that for, no, it's a free report, so give it away for free.
Okay, yeah.
For lead generation. So that's level number one. And let's say level number two could be a DVD. Same title, how to easily drop any attacker in 10 seconds with one finger.
Uh-huh.
Let's say you sell that for $49 or something.
Yep.
That's level number two. And level number three, then you have, let's say you're selling a home study course for, I don't know, $7.97, $800.
Yep.
And level number four, then you can do a, let's say, a three-day boot camp. $2,000 for the boot camp.
Okay.
And then level five could be a one-on-one training program with you, $3,000. Okay. Different price points, as you can see.
Yeah.
Level number six, last level, could be, let's say, a 12-month, a certificate, you get a certificate, you get to be an instructor, all that stuff, $10,000.
$10,000.
So different price points, different back-end products. Now, once you have these back-end products in place, then your next step is to develop an effective sales message. I like to call it a sales pitch because it is a sales pitch.
Okay.
Then what happened? So you want to come up with what's unique about this product, what's the benefits, all that stuff. And you do an ad, and you start marketing. And you begin... You don't start marketing the level six stuff. You start with level number one.
So you want to give away the free report first.
Yeah, you want to begin the relationship with. You want people to raise their hand.
Okay.
Who is interested in dropping any attackers within 10 seconds with one finger? Who is interested in that?
Okay.
They raise their hands. They ask for the free report. Now, what you do next is you start marketing your level number two and level number three, level number four, level number five products to them, one by one. So start with little thing, free report. Or it could be a book, it could be whatever. I'm just a free report.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so what you want to do is you want to get them into your funnel system.
Right.
And then your objective is to keep on upgrading them to level number two, three, four, five, and six.
Right.
Now, to me, this is one of the safest ways to start a business. Now, here's why. Because you have all these back-end in place. You don't need as many prospects to make a nice profit, a nice income.
Because you're selling the same people over and over.
If you're only selling a $30 item, I mean, to make $1 million, you need to sell a lot of stuff.
Right.
A lot of copies. But if you have $10,000, you have $3,000, you have $5,000, you have $300, it adds up very quickly. So have a series of back-end products in place, create a funnel system, develop a strong sales pitch and just focus on getting as many people to buy the level one product. So that would be the safest way to start a business.
So how many products would you, on an average business, how many products would you have lined up as back-end products? We've got up to six with the example we've just done now. Would that be typical for a normal business?
That would be typical. It really depends on the product nature and in the industries. But it's not so much how many products, Terry. It's more like different price points.
Okay.
You want to have different price points. Okay. Now, I mean, I know some business that are very successful. They just sell a $20 item, but they have 100 of them.
Right.
Okay, so they can keep selling the stuff, you know, like the famous, a lot of the, you know, the health, you know, health industry, the information marketing.
Yep.
You know, they sell you a report, you know, how to live younger, and they sell you another report how to, you know, look younger, and then they sell you another report, right?
Yep.
So that you can do that, but it really depends. But you want to have at least a few to get started.
Right. But it's the same basic concept where you have one customer that you sell to repeatedly.
Repeatedly. Because why? I think you know it, Terry. Because it costs much more to get a new customer than reselling to an existing customer.
Exactly.
It costs five times as much. Five times as much.
That's seriously significant.
Yeah.
So if I have a business already then, that I have a product that I'm selling regularly, maybe I have one or two back-end products, where would I go from here using the quick-turn marketing tactics and strategies? Where would I go?
Damn, Terry, you want to suck my brain dry, don't you?
Feel exhausted by the time we're done.
I'm just kidding. Okay. Okay. I'll share three or four tactics with you.
Yeah.
Let's see. What happened is, you know, there are both six to seven, what I like to call bags of tricks. I use all the time when I consult with a client. You know, the truth is, for our listeners, you don't need to know a million strategies.
Okay.
You know, I know about 20 to 30 of them. And I use them all the time because they work just, you know, they work just almost for any business in any industry.
Super.
Okay, so I'll share a couple with you. Tech number one, we just touched on it, make offers to existing customers more often.
Okay.
Okay, because I've never seen a customer list that is over mail. Your customers want to hear from you.
Yeah.
I mean, so if you approach them properly with good, honest offers, I mean, you can contact them. I mean, some people, they just contact their customer once a year. I mean, it amazed me.
If you have six back-end products, it'll take you 6 years.
Yeah, I mean, you should contact. Now, besides, you should really contact them at least once a month.
Okay.
Once a month. And even the same product, you want to, maybe you need to have, you know, a three-step mailing sequence to sell the same product. Because maybe the first time they get your sales pitch, it's kind of good, but I'll put it away. The next time, okay. Maybe timing is not right, but the third time you get them.
So you would send the exact same piece three times?
You can have this exact same piece, or you can, the second piece could be what I call a leaf note.
We're
basically saying, well, Terry, in case you didn't get the letter, here's the offer again.
Right, okay.
Okay.
So you repeat the same offer.
And then the third letter, you could have the same letter, you just have the first cover letter is different.
Okay.
The cover letter is different. Then you can, the third letter could be, Terry, I'm puzzled. I still haven't heard from you. This is the greatest thing since sliced bread. What's happening? Are you still alive?
Right.
Okay. Now, but if you take action right now, I will throw in these additional bonuses, but you have to act before the deadline.
Right.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So make offers to existing customers more often. Technique number two would be, include powerful letters with your brochures, if you have brochures. If you have sent a brochure to a prospect without a sales letter, I mean, a lot of people have. Seriously, if you're only gonna mail one thing, I would recommend forget a brochure. Send a powerful sales letter instead.
Okay.
When you get a brochure, when you open your mailbox, you get a brochure. It goes straight to the trash can. But if you get a letter, maybe a hand written, hand addressed envelope, you open it. You open it and you read it. I mean, people like letters. It's just human nature. So if you use brochure, I would say just add a personal letter from you. You know, offer your signature with the brochure, we'll increase your sales.
Okay.
So that's tactic number two.